Thank you, Jesus. It's been an incredible morning, and I'm just asking that you just stay with me for just about 15 minutes so I can relay a foundation for where I believe God wants us to be going in the Word here for the next few weeks. Somebody just say, I'm with you, Pastor. Say, I don't know about the person next to me, but... Hallelujah. Quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to read a couple of verses here to get some context of where I believe we're going. And excuse me. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 1, it reads like this. It says, James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are dispersed abroad, greetings. Now, you do know that all the epistles are letters. You know that, right? All the epistles are letters. It goes on and says there, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Now, King James says patience. Say patience. Okay? Some of the translations we'll look at either be patience or some other words. Endurance is one. Then it goes on and says in this translation, and let an endurance or patience have its perfect result so that you may be perfect, or I like to say mature and complete, lacking nothing. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Say patience. And let patience have its perfect result or perfect work so that you may be perfect or mature and complete, lacking nothing. At least for this time and the next Sunday and maybe the following one, I'm going to talk to us about the power of patience. The power of patience. Now, it's in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, starting at verse 32, it says this, but remember the former days when, after being enlightened, you endured a great conflict of sufferings, partly by being made a public spectacle through reproaches and tribulations, and partly by becoming sharers with those who were so treated. For you showed sympathy to the prisoners and accepted joyfully the seizure of your property, knowing that you have yourselves a better possession and an abiding one. Verse 35. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of patience or endurance, so that when you have done the will of the Father, you may receive the promise. You have need of patience, so that when you have done the will of the Father, you might receive the promise. Now, reading that same passage from the Message Bible, it says this, remember those early days after you first saw the light? Those were the hard times, kicked around in public, targets of every kind of abuse. Some days it was you, others your friend, other days your friends. If some friends went to prison, you stuck by them. If some enemies broke in and seized your goods, you let them go with a smile, knowing they couldn't touch your real treasure. Nothing they did bothered you. Nothing sets you back. So don't throw it all away now. You were sure of yourselves then. It's still a sure thing. But you need to stick it out, staying with God's plan, so you'll be there for the promised completion. So again, I'm talking about the power of patience. The power of patience. When we look at the word patience, one of the words or definitions is this, the capacity to tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without becoming angry or upset. The capacity to tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without becoming angry or upset. Now, how many of us would be honest and say, there are some days when I really, really am challenged with being patient? Yeah, yeah. Some time ago, it's been a while ago now, I was, you know, you're out there and you're on social media and you're looking at different things, posts and things. And I came across this post that was put up on the news feed and Facebook, and it's a message about patience. And do you have that clip? Can you just put that on the screen? I want y'all to see this, and read. Make sure you read it. What it says, you'll this will resonate for some of you. Lord, give me patience, because if you give me strength, I'm going to need bail money to go with it. Any of you felt like that? I love that. I don't know who came up with that. I love the lady got her hands like this. Give me patience, because if you give me strength, you know how often we pray for strength? Lord, just give me strength, give me strength, give me strength. But I want to talk to us about the power of patience. The power of patience. Now, we can insert the word endurance, and we'll look at that at some point. But I need us to kind of drill down on what does it mean when it talks about patience or biblical patience. Biblical patience is a God-exercised or God-given restraint in face of opposition or oppression. It is not passivity. The initiative lies with God's love. God is said to be long or slow to anger. The scripture says that he's long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish. It's a God-exercised or God-given restraint in face of opposition or oppression. One of the other phrases that I came across for patience in some of my studying was this: the quality of forbearance and self-control, which shows itself particularly in a willingness to wait upon God and his will. Believers are called upon to be patient in their expectation of God's actions in their relationships and in their relationships with one another. Some of the other words for patience might be forbearance, long-suffering, slow to anger, endurance, tolerance, and steadfastness. The power of patience, the power of patience. What does that really mean? I want to share a couple of scriptures and then give what I believe to be a couple of what I would call applications relative to patience. I don't know about you, but I have found over the years that I've had to really navigate through seasons of God help me to be patient in this process. The scripture that I read here that says, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance or patience. And then let patience have its perfect work. This is King James, perfect work. Here it says perfect result, so that you may be perfect, complete, lacking in nothing. King James says wanting nothing. When we talk about the power of patience, and now tying that into a God exercise or God-given restraint in face of opposition or oppression, this James passage speaks to patience and process. Patience and process. It speaks to trusting God while in the process. When it says, the testing of your faith produces patience, let patience have its perfect work or its perfected work or its complete work. It means that there's something going on in the processes while we are exercising patience. Now, I'm talking about the power of patience. I want to say that coming into a place of patience is also a place of being. You hear somebody say, hey, be patient. You're saying, be patient. I mean, what it's really saying is you really can control what's going on the inside of you while you're going through this process. Now, you have to know that everything in the world is designed to keep you from ever being really patient when it comes to the things of God. The things that you and I have available to us now happen so fast that we really have not exercised patience. We talk a lot about exercising our faith, but as a part of exercising faith, you've got to be able to exercise patience, and you have to understand the power of patience, which sometimes just simply means I'm standing in faith and I'm waiting patiently. As a matter of fact, it's in Psalms 37, and let me read that to you here real quick. Because Psalms 37 is a great passage of scripture. It's one of those passages where David is writing, and David is very, very, very challenged by what's going on in his world. He's not liking it. Anybody ever felt like you look around and everybody's doing well but you? Come on, stay with me, and you look around, and everybody who just seems to be not living right now, you're judging, but just stay with me. You look around, and everybody who doesn't seem to be living like you living, trying to live for God, but they seem to be doing okay and doing better than you. Come on now, don't act like you don't think that sometimes, because we all can, you know, and that's not wise to do, okay? It's not healthy for any of us to do. But we can fall into that trap when we have expectations in God that haven't come to pass. We really have not factored in the patience part of it. There's a book called The Making of a Leader, and in it, it talks about the patience test. And I'm going to end out in a moment just sharing a little bit about that. But David now, understanding there's this thing going on in his world that God is doing. But there was something about David that he knew how to be patient even when there were times when he wanted to be impatient. You see that discipline in him in many ways. I believe he learned it out in the field. How many of you know if you're sitting out in the field with sheep, you got to be patient? Particularly back in that day, you didn't have no iPad, you didn't have no laptop, you didn't have no internet connection. All the niceties that we have today that make it hard for us to be patient. But there's something about the power of patience. You want to make some folks nervous who are impatient? It's just watching you be patient. Folks can get nervous and that because they can't figure you out. Some people just always have to be going. Something always has to be playing. That's one of the things that's kind of challenging sometimes in worship. Because we want it moving in and out. Just in and out. But there's a place in patience that just says we need to just stay right here and just wait on God. I shared this story years ago. We were at some friend's house having a fellowship time. It was around the Christmas holidays, and we were singing Christmas songs, and there was one person that, you know, she just really, you know, we were really trying to find a place of worship, and she just went, you know, she was really trying to do the really like traditional Christmas songs like Jingle Bells and Frosty the Snowman and all those, you know, songs I would never know. I mean, oh, I do know Jingle Bells. But my point being is, but we began to sing some songs not Oh Holy Night. Somebody, that's a good song. That's okay, y'all. Y'all hollering out songs. If you happen to be watching, they're hollering out songs, okay? Okay, so you just fill in the blank, one of those really good worshipful kind of Christmas seasonal songs. But when we got done, because most of us were used to really worshiping, it was like this holy hush. And we knew, okay, when it gets like this, man, you just wait. You know, we just wait. So it got very, 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 very quiet. We're just sitting there, and, you know, and everybody's kind of like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then this one lady said, well, somebody say something. Clearly, you're not of this camp. My point being is, for most of us, for many of us, there is a threshold of patience. And yet, I will say to all of us, particularly in seasons of our lives, God calls us to greater places of patience, even as we're walking out our faith. So here in Psalms 37, David writes this. I want you to hear this. It says, do not fret because of the evildoers. Be not envious towards wrongdoers. They will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. Then he says this, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Now, I love that translation here, cultivate faithfulness, because it means work your faith, cultivating, like cultivating the ground, cultivating the soil, cultivate your faith. It means like right in the midst of what's going on, continue to cultivate your faith though. Keep your faith stirred up. Keep your faith ready for seed to be planted in it. He says, cultivate your faithfulness, your faith, your faithfulness. Then it says this, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do it. And he will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as a noonday. Verse 7 says this, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. What does it mean to wait patiently? Now we're talking about the power of patience. To wait patiently means that you and I are operating out of that capacity. Now listen, to tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering. Without becoming angry, without becoming upset, without murmuring, without complaining, without looking at others and becoming judgmental because now you're comparing yourself. Waiting patiently means that you've learned to wait in a way that you're not anxious. I mean, have you ever been in a setting? Let me put it different. It's like you at a stoplight and the light isn't changing the way that it should be. You know, you've been sitting there and it should have changed. And there's cars behind you who aren't in that same place of waiting patiently. So what happens? You start hearing horns honking because now they're trying to push you out of waiting patiently. But you know you the first car to go through the intersection. Yeah. So the stakes are a little higher. If the light don't change and it ain't clear, you don't move. I mean, have you ever been one of those that you're in traffic and you start to get impatient? Because you're going up 71, 75. Traffic's backed up for miles. Then it kicks in. Where are you at in the power of patience? Do you have the capacity, the God-given capacity, not to get upset, not to get out your car and try to look down the road? Because we all can do it. But it's not just something that would be as simple as that. When we talk about patience and the power of patience, all of our lives are better off when we learn how to let patience have its perfect work, that we be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Truth be known, some lives would be better off had they been patient in some of the relationships they chose. Truth be known, some lives would be better had patience been exercised when it came to buying that car, buying that house, getting that credit card. Oh, it's getting too close now, getting too close now. See, when we talk about the power of patience, we're talking about a place of discipline as well. That causes me to be able to recognize I have to be patient concerning the things of God. Or else I can mess up, and I can mess up some other stuff as well. Let patience have her perfect work, that she be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Meaning that you end up in a place of maturity as you're walking out your life in Christ, your place, your faith, your purpose, your destiny. The world is designed to cause you and I to react rather than wait on God and then respond. So in ending out our time, let me read to you this excerpt from the book, The Making of a Leader. Dr. Frank DiMaggio is the author. And this excerpt is from a chapter in his book on the tests of leaders, or leadership tests. Now, there's about 18 tests altogether. This is just one of them. The patience test. The definition. The patience test happens. Now, he's writing to leaders, but I want you to see it as believers. When it says his, I'm saying her, okay? Believers, this is all of us. The patience test happens when a leader's expectations in God are not fulfilled on schedule. Patience is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We know that from Galatians 5 and 22. It comes from the Latin word that means to suffer. In the patience test, God challenges a leader to wait patiently or to endure some tribulation without complaint. To grow in patience, a leader, a believer, must bear pain or trouble without losing self-control or becoming a disturbance to others. In portraying this quality, a leader or believer calmly tolerates delay while refusing to be provoked by it. Man, that's some good stuff right there. God challenges a leader or believer to wait patiently to endure some tribulation without complaint. To grow in patience, a leader must bear pain or trouble without losing self-control or becoming a disturbance to others. The power of patience is a powerful addition to what God has placed on the inside of us to walk in victory. A lot of folks miss out because they hit a moment of being impatient rather than staying patient, crucifying the feelings, pulling down the thoughts in order to stay in the place for patience to do its perfect work. Any of you ever on your job, you just got so agitated that you just quit, like, I'm done. And then you left and realized that wasn't a good move. Okay, maybe it's just me. That's a tough lesson to learn. I'm wanting us to see in this point that he gives here, the trap that the enemy can often set while we're waiting on God to move, but we feel like God's not moving fast enough. So he goes on from this definition to this purpose. To pass the patience test, a leader or believer must have yielded his rights to Jesus Christ already so that he is able to wait for him to return his expectations to him in his own timing, meaning God's own timing, and as undeserved blessings. Every leader or believer has a certain has certain expectations, not only of his own life and ministry, but also of others. In attempting to play God in his own life or the lives of others, a humble leader will yield to the Lord even some very good and appropriate goals. The leader knows that God will use a delay of fulfillment to accomplish what he desires. A leader must yield rights to the Lord constantly. A believer must yield rights to the Lord constantly. The Lord will motivate him or her to do this by using the demands of other people in the patience test. See, the reality is most of our plans would go off quite well if it didn't involve other people. Just say amen to that. Yeah, things would be a whole lot easier if it didn't involve other people. But we are connected for a reason. And I want to tell you that patience and the power of patience is part of our process. So I'm going to stop with that. We'll pick it up next week and continue to talk about it and see how.